This story about the geologic history of Pyramid Island was recorded by Cindy Buxton, a professional geologist who lives in the Chilkat Valley.
The island you can see in front of you on a clear day is called Pyramid Island. It is an island that looks idyllic from afar, but up close it is covered with boulders and cobbles shoved up into a steep and elongate hill. Geologists have pieced together how Pyramid Island formed from clues on the island and the nearby region. We know that the valley in front of you was filled with ice during the last glacial advance. In fact, the spot you are sitting on was covered with over 3,000 vertical feet of ice during that glacial advance, sometime around 18,000 to 20,000 years ago. One of the clues we have is at the top of Mount Riley, the hill you're at the base of, and the high spot of Chilkat Peninsula at 1,700 feet elevation, has scratch marks in the solid rock on the summit. Scratches that were made when the ice flowed over Mount Riley with rocks embedded in the bottom of the moving glacial ice. We can also see that in the Chilkat Mountains across the water, the peaks are very jagged, but below about 3,000 to 3,500 feet in elevation, the flowing ice smoothed the topographic features through erosion. Another clue is that scattered around the peninsula and the valley, and on Pyramid Island, are car-sized smooth rocks that came from far up the valley. They did not fall off the mountains above because they're different, and we know that because they're different rock types. Many of these rocks are too big to have been carried by a river and got here by falling off of steep mountains onto the glacier, getting incorporated in the ice, smoothed by grit in the ice as it flowed, moved down valley to wherever they got dropped when the ice melted. From these and other clues, we know that at the glacial maximum, the ice extended from the mountains you see through the trees, over Chilkat Inlet in front of you, over your head, over the top of Mount Riley, and across Lynn Canal to the mountains on the other side of Lynn Canal, the body of water transited by cruise ships and the Alaskan ferries. Eventually, the climate warmed and the glaciers melted, leaving the current topography with deep valleys where Chilkat Inlet and Lynn Canal are now. At first, the glaciers thinned as it melted, and then the location of the front of the glacier retreated up the valleys. As this was happening, large boulders, cobbles, gravel, sand, and silt melted out and dropped to the ground or into the ocean, which at this time was rising due to the melting of the immense glaciers in the northern hemisphere. At some point, the glacial ice was moving down valley, glaciers moved down valley, at the same speed that it was melting back, and the front edge of the glacier was stationary at the same place for a while, maybe even a few hundred years. When this happens, a large pile of boulders and cobbles builds up in front of the glacier, forming what is called a terminal moraine. Pyramid Island is such a terminal moraine, and it likely extends all the way from Pyramid Harbor at the base of the Chilkat Mountains all the way over to Chilkat Peninsula, about where the locals often have beach bonfires near Carr's Cove. And Pyramid Island was kind of a central part of that long terminal moraine. When this terminal moraine formed, the ice was likely just a few hundred feet higher than the top of the island. Then, as the glacier continued to melt, the front of the glacier retreated up the valley, and the large amount of meltwater washed out most of the terminal moraine on either side of Pyramid Island, washing away all that loose gravel and boulders. Pyramid Island is a remnant of that terminal moraine and was not washed out because the currents went on either side of it. We don't know exactly when Pyramid Island was built by the glaciers, but we do know that Lily Lake, further up the road behind you, was covered with ice until about 12,700 years ago. We know that because the mud in the bottom of the lake has pollen in it that is about 12,700 years old, meaning that there had to be a lake, not covered by ice, that pollen could blow into. We do not have an exact time when the Chilkat River Valley in front of you was free of ice, but perhaps it was about 10,000 years ago. This is the story of Pyramid Island.